For many, Thanksgiving is a time of bounty, an embarrassment of riches, or rich food, when so many have not enough to eat. Maybe our tables are a little too bountiful. So a couple weeks ago, a resident chef, Kathy Gunst, threw out a challenge. Send us your traditional Thanksgiving recipe, and she will lighten them up. Are they still as good? Well, Lisa and I will be the judge of that.
And happily so. Kathy Gunst joins us in the studio now. And Kathy, just to make it clear, you're not a nutritionist, so we don't have a side-by-side calorie analysis. We're just going to take your word for it that things aren't as fatty as they could be.
Yes, you will take my word for it, but you also take the taste for it.
Exactly. Right.
And this has been a long-time thing of yours, to get the fat out
of food. Well, I'll tell you something. About 3 years ago on Thanksgiving, the week before, I bought 3 pounds of butter. Right? And I did a bunch of cooking and baking before.
That's how many sticks?
That's 4 times 3 would be 12.
Yeah.
Wow, you put me on the spot there, okay? Thanksgiving morning, I woke up, I looked in the refrigerator, there was 1 stick left. And I'm like, oh, I must have put it in the freezer. I looked in the freezer, I had used all the butter.
Yeah.
And it was like this huge wake-up call, like, whoa, too much.
Yeah.
So let's face it, the holidays are about indulgence. I am not here to tell people to take all the fat out of their holiday. I am not here to tell them to take all the fun out of the holidays. We got a lot of recipes from listeners, and wow.
Just take them down. Just take them down a peg.
Wow. Some of them I couldn't work with at all. For instance, someone wrote in and had a deep-fried sausage stuffing ball that went inside a turkey that was then deep-fried. Not touching it, okay? Not touching it at all. But we did get some great ones that I did have fun with.
Let's begin with the green bean casserole made with canned cream of mushroom soup and canned fried onion rings sprinkled on top. My mother is somewhere saying, and the problem is what? She did a tuna noodle.
Oh, yeah, same version.
Same thing,
yeah,
with
exactly.
The potato chips on top. So what'd you do?
We all grew up with it, right?
Yeah.
But opening a can of cream of mushroom soup, man, just not my thing. I really had fun with this. I did a few versions. Here's what I came up with. I steamed the green beans.
Okay.
Fresh, not frozen, not out of a can. They're available everywhere. Get the really nice thin ones and trim them. Then I thought, okay, how do I get that onion flavor and that mushroom flavor? So I caramelized onions, which simply means I thinly sliced them and sauteed them for about 20 minutes in olive oil.
Mm. So they become kind of sweet that way.
They become, all the natural sugars come out. That's exactly right, Lisa. And then I put 2 types of mushrooms in. I use cremini and shiitake. You could use regular old button mushrooms. You could use wild mushrooms. You could use Italian porcini. Anything you can get your hands on, and the more the merrier. But I thought, okay, how do I get it creamy? So I added Greek yogurt.
Ah.
So give that a taste. It's creamy. And then on top, I needed a crunch because those canned onions are always crunchy. So those are panko breadcrumbs. Nothing out of a can in that.
I'll just skim off the panko breadcrumbs and
try
those.
Lisa, light.
Explain the panko breadcrumbs.
They're Japanese breadcrumbs. They're a bit coarser than the normal Italian breadcrumbs, and they give you a great crunch, which is why I really like using them. But you taste the beans, you taste the mushrooms, and are you getting a creamy...
Oh, it's unbelievable.
Isn't that good?
Yes, it's delicious.
If I do say so.
Okay. Ding, that passes. All right.
Ding, all right.
Let's move on to listener Elena Sullivan.
That's right. Elena sent us a family stuffing recipe for you, Kathy, to try and lighten up. Now, it sounds almost like an impossible task on this one because it is, after all, stuffing.
It is, which means that it's bread. Elena has her grandmother's Italian stuffing, and man, it looked delicious, but it used 4 eggs, garlic powder, and not 2 and not 3, but 4 types of cheese.
Okay.
So I thought, wow, if I take the cheese out, then it could be dry.
Elena,
what am I going to do?
Elena, you could have figured that part out yourself.
But I'm here to help, right? So I started by using a whole grain bread, which is really great because it adds a texture and a crunch. You know, it's got bits of different whole grains in it, so you have texture. I soaked the bread in skim milk. Now, Elena's grandmother soaks it in water, so it's getting moist, but I thought, I'm going to add the dairy directly to the milk, but make it low fat.
You mean directly to the bread?
Exactly. Bread just absorbed it all and becomes just very moist. Sauteed onions, added lots of fresh garlic. But then here's the trick. I added a load of fresh herbs. When you're removing something like butter and cream from a recipe, you have to add something else in that's going to give it a pow. And fresh herbs are your friends around this time of year.
How do you know what kind, though?
Well, with this stuffing, sage is a traditional herb that you would use for stuffing, but I also use fresh thyme, fresh chives for just a touch of that subtle onion flavor, fresh rosemary, salt, pepper. I added one egg because I wanted to honor her grandmother's recipe, and added a third of a cup of grated Parmesan, so almost a quarter of the amount, and then a third of a cup of sharp cheddar, which she also uses, cut into small cubes, and a ton of fresh parsley. Elena, try it.
Okay.
Get back to me.
Okay.
I thought it was delicious. I had never made stuffing with an egg. Really good in the bird or in a casserole outside.
All right. So there's that. We'll have all this, by the way, at herenow.org. You also got a challenge to adapt a famous Southern recipe for sweet potato puree. People do amazing things to sweet potatoes, and they involve marshmallows and stuff. But this is a famous classic one.
Yeah, this is the legendary Southern cookbook author Edna Lewis, and a woman named Selena Adams sent it in and said, the Weight Watchers count on this dish is killing me. It's a week's worth of eating. And I thought, oh, come on, she must be exaggerating. But the recipe, it's like dessert. So you take sweet potatoes, you puree them. She adds white sugar, brown sugar, and honey, and then tops it with a pecan and streusel. That's butter, sugar, flour on top. It must be amazing. I mean, what... changing Edna Lewis's recipe is like messing with Julia Child's Coq au Vin.
Right.
You don't do it.
But you did
but
it.
But I did it. And here's what I did, okay? It's to honor her, but it's not to replicate it. I took all the sugar out of the sweet potatoes because you know what? They're called sweet potatoes for a reason. They are naturally sweet. So I added, again, a lot of spices, but things like cinnamon and freshly grated nutmeg. Mm-hmm. I added tangerine zest and fresh tangerine or orange juice. So you have citrus instead of the heavy dairy. All of a sudden, these sweet potatoes were sweet and light.
Unbelievable.
And then I just sautéed fresh pecans with a little bit of butter, cinnamon, nutmeg, and some maple syrup. So they're caramelized and sweet, and you have a crunchy topping because that's what her dish was about.
But it is delicious.
Do you,
Kathy.
Yeah, you missing anything there?
No, it's delicious.
I love you, by the way.
Oh, Lisa.
Really. We knew that would happen. It happens. That's what happens. Before, we only have a couple minutes here. We just want to check in on mashed potatoes. You mentioned
I love when you say that. Check in on mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
All right. Three people wrote to me, and their recipes were... Wow.
Heart
Someone
attack.
Called it heart attack mashed potatoes with cheese and butter and sour cream. Here's my take. Cook them unpeeled, peel and all, till they are tender but hold their shape. Take them out while they're still hot. Peel comes right off. Mash them. Roast a whole head of garlic with olive oil. Squeeze those yummy, gooey garlic cloves with the olive oil into the mashed potatoes. The end. Healthy.
What?
The end. Nothing more. Olive oil, garlic.
No heavy
salt,
cream?
No dairy whatsoever. You know what? You can make your other mashed potatoes on the side. And then I also brought you, because I have to every year, my homemade cranberry sauce, which has pecans and fresh ginger and crystallized ginger and pineapple.
We're going to have a Susan Stamberg smackdown.
I know, right?
No horseradish whatsoever.
No horseradish in this, but boy, that's good also.
It's all so good. Kathy, thanks so much. And all of you who wrote in, thank you so much. We'll have the listings at herenow.org. Kathy? Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you both.
It's always happy when you're around.
Here and now, resident chef Kathy Gunst is author of Notes from a Maine Kitchen. For her cranberry sauce recipe and all of the other lighter takes on Thanksgiving favorites, as Robin said, just go to hereandnow.org. Kathy, happy Thanksgiving to you as well, and thanks for lunch.
Thanks, Lisa. Have a good one.